What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am, like, vibrating with excitement. I've been looking forward to this for months. We are getting together with Melly Victor of Stoop Kid Stories. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here, Mr. Eric. And hey, What If World peeps?
Melly and I recorded a story about hats talking and ants. My eldest kid, it's one of their favorite episodes because Princess Tia and Melly Victor are both so amazing. Princess Tia appears in the podcast Stoop Kid Stories, right?
Yes. Yes. Princess Tia is a main character and she has a personality of her own. She was just in the makeup store in one of the last episodes causing a ruckus. So
I can see it. Oh, man. I love Princess Tia. We're actually going to be meeting a new Stoop Kid today. To get into the story, though, we need a few what if questions. So the first we're going to play is from Gemma.
What if Abacus P. Grumbler could not stop singing?
Oh, singing. Well, you all might not know, but Melly Victor has been in Little Shop of Horrors. one of my favorite shows. I was in it in high school, which, you know,
So was I.
Oh, yeah, you were. That's awesome. And so, we're going to have a lot of fun singing today. We've got a bunch of other questions. I don't think we have time for them all right now. I think I'm going to read them off after we do the story so that we won't spoil all the amazing surprises. But I'll tell you that we have questions from Bo and from Reese and from Franklin. And one final question from Teddy that I think I should read to you. Teddy asks, what if you ate a hot pot made with 1,000,000 hot peppers? So let's find out, what if Abacus P. Grumbler couldn't stop singing because he ate a hot pot made with 1,000,000 hot peppers. Abacus P. Grumbler was having a tough morning. You see, he'd ordered a hot pot with a single hot pepper, or at least he thought, but it came with 1,000,000 hot peppers. After he ate it, he was having a very specific kind of magical problem.
It was a dial. Oh, it's so hot I can barely see the phone. Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing. Please pick up. Please pick up, Cookie. Cookie, where are you?
Hello, 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 hello.
Cookie, thank goodness. Listen, I know you are in a parallel universe with the Stoop Kid Stories podcast, but I've heard that you are an expert singer and singing instructor.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, oh, good. Okay, my magic is a little out of work right now.
What's going on? I'm confused. You seem like you're in a lot of trouble, and I really want to help, but I need to know what's happening, Abacus.
I'm going to give a portal for you to walk through. Just look over there, and it will appear.
A portal?
And indeed, a portal appeared right beside Cookie.
This is What If World.
Great singing. Do that again.
Oh, no. It just keeps happening. It's hard to stop.
I mean, but you have a banging voice. So, like, what's the problem?
Oh, please just give me some anti-singing lessons today, okay?
Wait a minute. You need anti-singing lessons? I don't understand why anyone will want to stop singing, because I love to sing all the time. I love to sing all the time. Don't you want to sing with me?
I don't want to sing all the time.
Okay, fine. Okay, I don't actually think that I can give you anti-singing lessons, but what I can do is maybe help you build up your confidence a little bit so you can learn to love your voice and love singing. Come on.
Okay.
You'll feel so much better because right now you're kind of freaking me out a little bit.
And Cookie took Abacus's hand and led him out of the observatorium and into the wide world.
In the wide world, in the wide world, in the wide world, in the wide world. Come on, Abacus, sing with me. In the wide world.
Oh, it's fun to sing just with you, but then there's, oh no, there's a squirrel, I can't sing in front of a squirrel, I'm too embarrassed.
And a giant squirrel started flying from tree to tree in the forest they were walking through, crushing trees as it went.
That's a squirrel, it just squirrels a squishing me, squirrels a squishing a tree.
And Cookie and Abacus ran down the street as the squirrel tried to chase them. They ran as fast as they could, and Abacus just couldn't stop singing while he was running.
I am really out of breath. Why didn't I do more cardio?
Run, Abacus, run.
That was fun, except for the part where I started worrying about a squirrel eating my brains.
It's okay. Luckily, the squirrel did not eat Abacus and Cookie's brains, and they took a rest on a bench under a tree.
Look up at the clouds as we catch our breath and sing aloud and not so much stress for once.
Abacus, I still don't understand why you're so sad.
You have such a natural confidence, and I just don't quite have it.
Oh, Abacus, honey, I wasn't always this confident. When I was little, I used to get laughed at for singing all the time. But you know what my mom told me? She said, don't worry about them. If you want to sing, you better sing. And someone in the movie once said, if you wake up singing, then you are a singer. If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. And so I woke up and I paid attention to the fact that I love to sing.
You are an entire dragon!
And suddenly Dracomax was doing backflips. The flying squirrel had caught up to them. They were flipping through the trees. A flying squirrel and Dracomax in some kind of strange ballet.
I have learned to do some backflips because of a what if question. I'm singing because I'm confident about who I am. Thank you, Bo, for asking this question.
I wonder if Dracomax can beat Simone Biles in a gymnastics competition with all these crazy backflips. What do you think?
I do not know who Simone Biles is.
She's the greatest flipper of all time.
Oh, you've got to watch the YouTube video of her routines to all the coolest songs, doing all the coolest moves. Oh, excuse me. No, that was good singing. You could use a little practice, maybe.
See, Abacus, I told you you're a great singer. Listen to what the dragon just said. And dragon knows best.
That is what Mama Dragon always used to say.
I bet she did.
Just as Abacus was thinking, maybe he could start trying to enjoy this singing thing. A duck flew by.
Five little ducks came out one day over the hills and...
That duck's really big. Look at it.
Oh, it just flew into a plane that was parked in the trees for some reason. I'm not sure what... Okay, now it's flying too. What is going on?
Wow.
And the duck joined Dracomax and the flying squirrel. It had smoke trailing out of the back of its plane and was writing letters in the sky, writing...
Wee!
And...
I heart flying!
And of course...
Quack!
I'm sure the duck that's flying that plane probably got talked about and laughed at when he decided that he wanted to be a pilot.
Hmm.
But clearly the duck has a lot of confidence because the duck is flying the plane.
Oh.
What do we need to do to get you to build some confidence just like the duck in the sky?
Just having a friend like you around makes me feel the sound is growing in me. Perhaps I could do this if I only had a friend to join.
Repeat after me. I can help you.
Okay.
La 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 la.
La 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 magic.
Now I need you to sing a little bit louder. Sing with all of your heart and all of your might. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
La 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 la.
La 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 wands.
That's great. One more time. La 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 la.
La 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 potions, crystal balls.
That's what I like to hear.
And suddenly Abacus felt all that stress and all that tension leaving his body. He saw these three flying creatures in the air just enjoying what they were doing. They all flew differently, but they all flew together. And it made a kind of
harmony. Oh, I feel a song. Will you join me?
Yes, of course I'll join you.
And Abacus and Cookie sang together. I'm Abacus, a wizard of old. My wands and spells are wonder to behold. But the song within was only a mumble. A fumble, a grumble, just a wizardly jumble.
Abacus, let the feelings flow from the top of your hat to the tip of your toe. Sing it loud, sing it proud, let the magic ring. Abacus P. Grumbler, let your feelings sing.
With a hum and a strum and a wave of my wand, I found my courage from within and beyond. I sang of joy and sang of sorrow, and I'll sing again on every tomorrow.
Abacus, let the feelings flow from the top of your head to the tip of your toe. Sing it loud, sing it proud, let the magic ring. Abacus, P. Grumbler, let your feelings sing.
See a wizard, hear a song in the air. You can join right in, it's okay to share.
The heart's a melody, such a magical thing. Let's all let our feelings sing.
Oh, what? Did we?
Abacus, I think we did it.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think that I'd feel better. I think the spell is broken even.
You're just talking and not singing.
And yet, now I sing because I have a song in my heart.
I love that, because remember, Abacus, the most important thing about singing isn't about what your voice sounds like, but what you sing from your heart.
It's here. It lives in the same place as my magic. I never saw it there before.
And now you can see it every single day whenever you want to.
I wonder if I could sing a spell.
Let's try.
Yes, a portal spell to get you home. I'm sure your mother's looking for you by now.
Oh, probably.
I probably should have magicked a note. Oh, I know. I'll just sing you back to the exact time from which you left. Just tell your mother hello from Abacus. I used to attend all her shows when she was a young singer.
Well, remember, she learned how to sing from me. She likes to say that it's the other way around. But I taught her everything that she knows.
You know, I happen to believe that. Now let's sing you a portal home. La 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 la
la la portal.
And as Abacus watched his new friend leave, he started humming to himself. A song that would be living there for many years to come. The end.
Yay!
Melly, I can't tell you how fun it is to be recording with you again.
Thank you. It was such a great time. I love coming to What If World and, you know, just being able to tell stories in this way and not have to write them down and just do it off the top of the dome.
You're so good at it.
Oh, thank you. I was just like Abacus, I was a little nervous, but your confidence in telling stories really helped me. So thank you, Mr. Eric, for being so great.
Well, and I want these kids to hear more about Stoop Kid Stories.
Sure. Stoop Kid Stories is a kid podcast about seven Black kids who just like enjoy being kids. And you can listen to Stoop Kid Stories wherever you listen to What If World. And I hope you join the Stoop Kid crew.
It makes me smile every time I listen to it, and my oldest too. I hope you enjoy it. Let's not have it be, you know, four seasons before our next team up.
Right, please. And time flies when you're having fun, and we have fun today, so.
That's true too. Well, give my best to Cookie and her mom.
Yes.
And your mom as well.
Yes. And tell my favorite Stoop kids I said hello.
I will.
And my other favorite Stoop grown up, tell her I said hello.
I will. All right. Thanks, Melly. Have a great one.
Thanks, Mr. Eric. Bye.
Bye. Oh, and as promised, we had a few secret questions that I will read to you now. There was one from a patron named Bo who asked, what if Draco Max could do a backflip? Another from a patron named Reese who asked, what if a giant squirrel came and crushed all the trees? And finally, a write-in question from Franklin who asked, what if ducks were plane pilots? And let's not forget to thank Willow and Teddy for their questions too. I also want to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my guest, Melly Victor, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who have a song in your heart and know that you don't just have to keep it to yourself. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The National Children's Arts Network is community-funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.